So this is Kay Sidebottom and Claire Kelly. This is part two of our professional discussion. So you're just talking, we were talking about engagement of some of the students in the community philosophy approach, and you were saying there was a couple that didn't engage as well.
They didn't engage, and then they were also like talking. They were sat together and they were also talking when other people were talking, and a few times I had to say, you know, it's a bit rude, and the other students seemed to get really annoyed about that as well. And I just think, I'm not sure whether it's down to immaturity or it's down to not really being interested, but also that thing of not being able to express themselves, you know. They've all probably got low or poor literacy skills and language skills. And I think they were a bit worried about expressing themselves. They were still talking about community, which was quite interesting, but then when it got round to their turn, they didn't really have much to say, even though they had quite a lot to say in their little group. So I'm wondering whether next time it'd work better if we had two groups or smaller groups, or maybe thinking pairs before actually engaging in like a group dialogue.
Yes.
So that those students could be included as well, and just have more time to think, probably.
That's really interesting. So you're kind of almost using the thinking environment as a bit of a scaffold towards building up towards the more philosophical dialogue space. And like you say, that's sort of helping them to develop listening skills, and but in a more gradual way. That's good. So you're sort of joining those two different theories together. My other question was around where you're going to go next with this. Is it something that you're going to do with the same group again, or is it something that you're going to roll out more into your practice?
I do want to do it with my the current students again. We're doing a new course, which is we've done loads of fluffy stuff around crafts and things like that, but they're going on to Make Your Experience Count course, which is looking at their skills, their knowledge, what as a person their what they've been through and their life skills, and what can they take, you know, to education, and things like that. So I am already thinking about how I can implement that into discussions. And I really, really want to get that thinking environment up and running, because I think it's really important for them as a group to be able to listen to other people when they're talking without jumping in or having conversations. So I am going to work that thinking environment in, and then possibly, if you know, things arise that I can implement community philosophy into it, and it seems more natural.
Yes.
Then I'm definitely going to give that a try. As for, I'm not sure about going wider with it just yet, just because I've not got a group that I've been working with for some time other than this group. So I think once I've got an established group that I know I'm going to work with for some time, I think then I'll try to implement it. But I don't think, with the type of learners that I teach, that you can just go straight in there and expect them to think for themselves or, you know, be able to have an opinion.
I think it's quite radical stuff, actually, in a lot of ways. And I know the course with Graham, he will do this in isolation, so with a community group or something, and they'll do an inquiry where they haven't done it before. But I think if it's becoming part of your pedagogy, I think you're right in that it needs sort of integrating, so that it doesn't feel like, what's all that about, you know, and it is linked in to developing the skills that you were talking about. Certainly here, thinking about sort of teacher education and level three and level four, you can sort of see again how it would kind of fit in, could sort of be used in there to get people thinking about education differently. And so there's lots of ideas that we could maybe work together on. Around future development of courses, which would be really good. Okay, I had another question, which was around the theory behind the creativity and innovation. And I liked, you had a quote in here from Shaheen, I think, which was really interesting, because it talked about, I've heard about creativity in terms of it being original and having some kind of value, but it also mentions here that it's accepted by the group. And do you think that's true then about creativity in terms of teaching, that there needs to be an acceptance by the people you're working with?
Yeah, because otherwise I just don't think it would work if people don't accept it.
Mm.
I mean, it's all right for groups that you're working with for a long time not to accept it or have different views on it and things like that. But I think for it to work as a whole group thing,
yeah,
they do need to recognise the value.
Yeah,
in it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so that there's a link sort of to motivation there, isn't there, by sort of explaining why it has worth and that kind of thing. Okay, what else did I want to ask? Yeah, I think really my last question is just kind of around the going forward, and in terms of you sort of mentioned about building it in sort of into your own practice, and I wondered if there's anything else you're thinking of around, just to pick up on this teacher education stuff, around how you think it might fit maybe with some other courses, anything else that you might do?
I'm not sure. I've not really had a chance to think about it, I suppose. I do think, as a social purpose college, and especially with my peers as well, when I talked about me implementing my poster, they were all quite interested about the community philosophy because it was new and they'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am going to be sharing it with a few people from our group.
Yeah.
And they wanted to look into different ideas and, you know, how they could implement it in their workplaces, which I think will be really good. So it spreads out a bit wider than it already is. But I think teacher education, I think it has its place in teacher education. And I think, as well as the whole Nancy Klein thinking environment, I think it could work as well as that does given time.
Yeah.
And implementing it right as well.
And certainly around, just thinking off the top of my head really, around some of the more sort of tricky issues, thinking about PREVENT and the FBV agenda and some of the work around those really quite values-based, ethical sort of discussions that might be a vehicle. I'm just thinking sort of forward about how we might sort of shape this work, together so we can roll it out. But there's lots of ideas, I think, isn't there, to go at.
And it's quite community philosophy. It's quite wide. It's got a wide spectrum. So, and there's lots of things that you could implement. So it is, I think, all about seeing, rolling it out and seeing what works, what doesn't work, why doesn't it work.
Yeah, yeah.
And all those kind of things.
And for your individual students that you've worked with on this, what's been the impact on them, do you think?
There was two particular students who actually said afterwards, can we talk about this next week? And I said, yeah. And the rest of the group agreed, yeah, can we talk about this next week? And I said, right then. So I really don't want to come up with a question. So what do you want to talk about? And they gave me two questions. What does my community do for me? And what could I do for my community? So it went on further than just the inquiry. It were about action.
Yes.
And community action, and what could we do and how could we be involved and things like that. So I think to take that further, you could carry on with the community and say, what have you done for your community? Have you done anything else? What could we do together? Could we take an hour out of a session and go and do something in the community? I know everyone thought rubbish was a massive thing in their community.
Yeah.
So even if it's going out for half an hour or an hour and picking up some litter, it's getting them to think about community action and, this is community action and what else could you do?
Yeah, yeah. That's really powerful, isn't it? Because it is about real social change then. And I think that's sometimes one of the things that's lost when people talk about community philosophy is that call to action. There tends to be some kind of outcome.
Yeah.
Which is really good. That's our time up. Oh, okay. So thank you very much.
That went quicker than I thought.